Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Early on in our career, like going to certain events like Super Bowl, around Super Bowl time and stuff like that. But off season, I don't really chill with people off season, like especially not other quarterbacks. Like nothing, like don't get me wrong, it's no problem, nothing like that. But it's like we compete against each other. Like I'm trying to beat you. Like, I'm not trying to be your friend. When we older, we'll probably laugh about it. But right now, it's serious. I ain't laughing with you.
Freaking love Lamar for that.
One of the many reasons
I love him.
What
Ryan.
Was the question?
Like, I don't know.
Hey, are you friends with Josh Allen?
I've been wanting to hear this clip all week. Yeah. I have, and I was like, "No, we ain't friends. Oh. We competitors. We compete against each other." You know, no, I don't want to be friends with him.
Also, just I feel like you know they've probably been in the same place a number of times.
That's
like,
the only.
How would they even be friends?
But I'm just saying right now, that's the only position that don't hang out with each other. Mm. That's the only position that don't hang
it's
out
the,
with you.
It's the last.
Yep.
It's the last one we have in sports.
Yeah, that's the only position.
Because everybody's best friends
yep,
now.
That's the only position that does not hang out yep. with each other. And I promise, because like you just don't. Like, these cats hang out with each other all the time work out and go on. I'm like, we didn't want. Now, when I eventually found out that other people do hang out with each other, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's nice to hang out and not hang out, train with guys I play against. But in my first whatever year, I was like, I want to go hang out with y'all. Hey, man, you want to come down? We're getting this work down here. No, I get my work up here. And but then once I started getting that work down there, I was like, oh, yeah, it's cool, man. These guys, it's fun hanging, competing and everything with other players from other teams. But the quarterback position, no.
Uh-huh.
You don't see them.
Yeah, you don't see too many quarterback jersey swaps.
But
you
don't.
Good.
They usually
you
just,
don't.
Good. Good. I like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to, but now they got these quarterback gurus with Carson Palmer's brother.
Right.
And everything. They go out there and train and everything. But they don't be going out afterwards.
Well, and like the Manning, but they know each other.
Yeah.
Maybe that is how they would know each other, I guess, if there was an answer to the question that I asked a few minutes ago. But it's like, yeah, I mean, these two guys are going to be standing in each other's way to get to the other guy that's standing in their way for their entire careers.
Yeah.
Like, they're all pretty much the same age. Mahomes a little bit older, but he's not that much older.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are competing for the right to go try to beat the guy that beats them every
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Like, I hate all you guys.
Yeah.
I hate every one of you. Like, not
saying.
Really hate, but, like, I hate you.
No,
like, I want to kill
like,
you.
Like, I'll see you in the offseason.
Yeah,
I bet.
And when we retire, we can have some beers and have some fun.
Right,
but right now, you're trying to ruin my legacy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to win Super Bowls, and you're too good.
Yes,
you're
right
up there balling.
Anyway.
Get out of my way. Say,
Chris said, if she can keep her eyelashes and hair on, then why can't he keep his shoes on? That's a very true thing.
But, again, that's kind of my point, is eventually – that stuff comes off.
Yeah, I mean,
eventually, all the little lies come to light.
There's nothing in the world scarier than seeing one of them damn lashes not on your face
or like half on there.
Like if it's just like maybe it fell off or something.
Right. Oh, what's it's a spider.
It's
oh
a
no.
Spider.
Oh, that's
like,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, then like you can't say anything.
You can't say,
ma'am.
Yeah. Your eyelashes, right.
Drop.
Stop blinking. Stop blinking. It's about to fall. Stop blinking. It's about to fall.
The glue's giving out.
Oh, God.
Glue's giving out.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
No,
goodness.
I'm with you. Like, do whatever you want. I'm just saying, eventually, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
Just like with her. You're going to find
it's
out.
Like, have you seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, right?
Mm-mm.
You missed it. Bo? Bo, you seen it? Okay, Bo seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. And you remember when Keenan Ivory Wayans, an old girl, we thought he had the hooker, Cherry? And she was popping off all her body parts. Yeah,
yeah, that exactly.
Yeah, that right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's eventually gonna happen. Yeah, it's gonna pop off.
You're gonna find out.
But it's all about.
I don't think any dudes though would be like, Wait, you mean your lashes are fake? Okay,
right.
I'm gone.
I don't know what you would have to remove for me to stop.
I'd be more like, oh, I'm so glad those lashes were fake because that stuff is ugly.
Yeah, all right, you take the lashes off, whatever. All right, you take your hair off. Okay, I didn't believe that was real hair anyway. We're good.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was like, all right, that's not your leg?
Yeah.
Then like, maybe we have to have a conversation.
She had a half a leg. I'm going to get you a sucker.
I might not care.
Again,
well, back then.
Back then. Come on, man. If
depends
she,
on the night.
Andy, if she took her wig off and had that stocking cap on, what would you do?
It's context, you know. I don't know. You never know. How much have I had to drink and what was I drinking?
I'm with you right there. It's all-
Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one's going to find out. It's just
hair.
It's my little six. It's just hair.
It's just hair. It's a wig.
Once we get there, the hair is irrelevant.
I have no problem with wigs.
Oh, wigs are great.
Yeah, I have no problem with wigs.
Wigs are great.
Seems like it's very convenient to have one.
It'd probably be easier to do what we're about to do with it off.
Yeah. Take this.
This is about to be full contact.
Yeah, just pull it off.
Pull it off.
Rip it off or however you take it off.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Now, you pull off an arm. That'd be a little disconcerting.
You sit on the bed and pop that leg.
Like, well, all right, whatever. We're here. We're already here. You walked all the way here with that fake leg. We might as well finish the drill.